Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hetcher University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. Whether you're an instructor, therapist, in the business, or have experienced equine-assisted services yourself, we're glad you're here. Join us as we talk about the benefits, the science, to-dos, how-tos, and all of the reasons why what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetcher campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist Katie King.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, I have a really interesting episode, and it's something that I didn't know a lot about until I started doing some research. I have Melissa Pierce, and she is the creator of the Equine Gestalt Coaching Method. So if you're thinking, what the heck is Gestalt? I've never heard that word before. Melissa is here to explain it all to us. So she is the founder of Touched by a Horse, and she has been a mental health practitioner for a long time. She was boots on the ground when we first started doing a lot of this kind of equine facilitated psychotherapy, which is kind of what we call it today. But her method is completely different from anything we've ever talked about on the show before. And she truly uses horses as the coach to help her clients become more aware of their past experiences and really just release a lot of that emotional and physical energy that we all harbor from past wounds and past experiences. It's not really a form of talk therapy, and it's not a series of, you know, ground activities that, you know, we're kind of all used to. It's truly an experiential process of partnering with that horse to help build your client's self-awareness and really start to live a full and authentic life and build a life of wholeness. So it's really, really interesting. I think everyone's going to enjoy this episode. That she has a lot of great resources on her website, touchedbyahorse.com. She has a book and a podcast and all kinds of things. So I encourage you to scroll down to the show notes and check out those resources. Real quick too, before we kick off, I wanted to let everyone know or remind you that we're still doing the Q&A giveaway. So go over to the Facebook page and ask us any questions that you might have about anything. What do you want to hear about? Tell us and you could be entered to win a t-shirt. All right, enough of my jabbering. Here's Melissa Pierce. Enjoy.
Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really, really looking forward to sharing your story and what you do with our listeners. So you can kick us off with a little bit about you and what you do, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, I'd love to. I started working with my horses as a psychotherapist combined in Flagstaff, Arizona, in the dark ages of 1988, so long, long time ago. The internet was not up and around, so there was no way to go in and Google, hey, has anybody else done this with a horse? So I had no idea for another decade that there were actually people like Barbara Rector and other people that had started working with horses in a variety of ways. And for me, they volunteered. So we're on my Flagstaff ranch, and I was seeing clients as a gestaltist and psychotherapist. And I would notice my clients when they had a break or they were staying on site. So they had a break or time to themselves, they'd migrate down by the horses. And usually one horse, and it was never the same horse, it was always a different one, would leave belly high grass to go hang on the fence next to my client. And I felt really moved that they were doing that for muggles, you know, not horse people. And so I started paying attention then to the changes in my clients' bodies and affect and groundedness and somatics and all of that. And by the following summer, decided to really make it instrumental, really make it part of my program.
Wow.
That's where it began.
You just stumbled right into it, just like that.
I did. I feel like the horses invited me into it. You know, that nobody, if I mentioned that I was a psychotherapist that partnered with horses in the work, nobody had heard of that. I know today it's a huge industry, but honestly, people would say, you do what with what? In fact, my insurance company my farm policy because there was no such thing as an equine assisted policy back then. Nobody had heard of it. So my insurance company called to cancel me. And I said, why are you canceling me? Well, it's gotten back to us that you're putting your psychotherapy clients with your horses and you're not covered for that. So we're canceling your insurance. And I thought fast on my feet and I said, well, I want to thank you for being such an incredible company. And he's like, what? And I said, I will give you my word and sign any waiver that you need. None of my clients will harm my horses, but thank you for thinking of them and wanting to protect them. And I hung up. He called me back the next day and he said, when I quit laughing, I realized you were, you know, pranking me. So we created the first equine liability insurance policy for my work to be able to do that in Flagstaff.
My gosh, what a fantastic story. And I know that insurance people, that can be an interesting conversation because they don't, you know, understand all the dynamics of it. So have you always been a horsewoman or how did you get started with horses?
I have. Loved them as a little girl. My father was a PhD mechanical engineering guy. We did not live on a farm. My mother was a professional artist, knew nothing about horses, but I had the bug. I really wanted to be around them. And I started going to riding stables. And if anybody had a horse, I was their new best friend. You know, I just mooched as much as I could. When I was 11, my parents finally allowed me to get my very first horse and I never looked back. So just became a breeder. I've shown in all kinds of events, won some world championships with my horses. And it was all running simultaneous with the psychotherapy. And so developing my method.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your method. So it's a little different. It's called Gestalt. So tell us a little bit about what that is and how it's different than maybe some of the other traditional therapies we might be more familiar with.
Okay. So first of all, I've been a gestaltist for a million years, obviously, and horses and gestalt go together in a very natural way. The word gestalt is a German word. It means flowing into wholeness and flowing into form, if you will. There's no easy translation. And for me, it's all about being in the present moment, staying very present to our life, not holding on to things from the past. However, examining anything that's considered unfinished business and finishing it up so we can be more present to our life. So that's pretty much what horses do. They live in the present moment. My horses nor yours are standing around in the pasture going, wonder if she's coming out today. Wonder if she's still mad about last week when I stepped on her foot. I mean, they're not in that zone. They're right here, right now. And I think that's why as humans, we love them so much because they really demand that we're fully with them and fully in the moment with them to be successful with them in any capacity. So I began living my gestalt life and making those observations about them. They began volunteering to shift the somatics in my clients. And from there, I started putting it together. So my methodology is primarily based in gestalt. I use a lot in temperament and typology, somatics. I am a therapist, but I teach it as a coaching model, a coactive coaching model. So it's very combined and actually trademarked it and branded it in 2008.
Very good. And it's a very comprehensive training process in order to go through all of that method with you. And we'll get to that too in a little bit. You can tell us a little about that. But okay. What is your, so when you went to school to become a therapist, what is your degree in?
So therapists usually are MSW, Masters of Social Work, and they go on to get licenses LCSW, and that's what I am.
And that's what you are. Okay, perfect. So tell us a little bit about now that you have, you know, started doing this work, you decided you wanted to share it with other people and train other people how to do what you do.
Right. It was fall of 2008, right before one of America's worst financial crises times. And I had two emails and two phone calls from people, two people who I did know and two people I had never met, who all asked how they could train with me to learn to do what I was doing. I hadn't thought about that. I was simply uber successful traveling around the country doing what I was doing, but I hadn't thought about translating that into teaching anyone else to do it. And it felt like a good challenge because it's multi-competency. So it's not one thing. You're not learning one activity. Mine is not activities with horses. It's very different. So I thought, how would I go about this? You know, how would I even go about it? Started with a first class of 8, and it took off from there. The very second class that came in 6 months later was 18. And today we have 240 graduates worldwide. So it built quickly and became very popular. It is certainly not for everybody. You can go take a much faster, easier path to working with horses or using horses in activities. Ours, you're really fully partnering with the horse as a fellow coach, learning to read their signals about what's happening in the pen, and not in an anthropomorphic way, but really reading their signals that they're giving you intentionally as a coach, and learning all of the gestalt work along with it. So it is a 2-year program, 2-year adventure for sure.
Right. Very in depth. Is there a set of like prerequisites that you recommend before coming into your program, or, you know, any work you can do before you start the program to make it easier?
Right. That's a great question. I have been blessed with people who have come in a variety of backgrounds, everything from one student comes in and they have a horse and they're a Reiki master, to another one who's a psychotherapist. They really don't know anything about horses, but they want to learn this because they have some understanding of gestalt, to somebody who's an active life coach and they want to get a deeper trauma-informed coach training to partner with horses. So they come with such a variety of background. So I think, Katie, that I look at it like a pizza and all the different slices come together. And so as long as somebody has one or more of the 8 slices, they're good to go. And our handbook and my staff team are really good at helping people assess whether this is the right program for them. Trauma-informed training is, again, not the easy way to go about it because there's no playbook. There's no activity. We don't do what many of the other, you know, programs do, where they say you have a barrel, 2 cones and a pole, you know, and you put something together and people learn from that. And they do. They do a lot of great. I'm a big fan of the other programs that are out there. They do a lot of intellectual learning. For us, it's not about intellectual learning at all. It's really about changing that somebody may feel fractured by an incident in their life. They may feel is still alive and well, you know, so you're having nightmares or other things are triggering a person around something that happened in their past. And this is quick, efficient, done. So I have my most common feedback that I get and my graduates get is people saying, wow, I did 10 years or 15 years or 5 years of traditional therapy. I've done 2 sessions with you and I feel fantastic. So it's very different approach to going about it. And, you know, the horses love it because they're really a full engaged partner.
Right. So I love that you think of the horse as a coach. Like it really is that like part, like not even really a partner. It's like a really like a coach, like within your sessions. And
they're right.
Yeah. And I think that there's a big learning curve there, maybe for some professionals, in learning the little nuances with the horse and really learning how to read the horse as a coach and not just a partner in your session that's there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And really truly learning how to read the horse. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of that in your training? Is the equine portion of it a large part? I could imagine.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And lifetime horsemen will say, oh, my horse has done that so many times and I never knew that's what they were communicating. Mm-hmm. But I teach it in a way that it really makes it indelibly clear. Like they can't just say, Oh, I think horses just know. It's connecting the dots and they really do see it. They do 5 in-person multi-day events with me over the 2 years where they're really hands-on doing the methodology and learning it. They do 3 on, now that the pandemic brought this into my world, 3 on Zoom that are multi-day. But I have a lot of my work is video. And so I show the video and I would say, okay, so watch what I say, listen to what I say, listen to what the client says, and watch what the horse does. And we play it. And then I back it up and they're amazed. And they go, watch this again. They're like, oh my gosh, I've missed that when I've seen it live. Mm-hmm. I won't miss that anymore. So they have a lot of different ways of expressing themselves. And some are extremely overt and clear that I've decoded over all these years. Mm-hmm. And others are very subtle. And of course, they're different by the personality of each horse as well. So we do a lot of training around all that.
Mm-hmm. So in your sessions, can you like describe to me, I mean, I know everything's different depending on what your client is, but what is kind of a typical session look like for, you know, this Gestalt method for a client?
So like a private session, just one-on-one with me and a client. Is mm-hmm. that what you do? Okay. So usually our method is a little different again. I select the horse, not the client. Right. So I see which one is really energetically attending to that client, which one is showing up to say, she's mine. And if you were the client in my demonstration here on the podcast today, I pull that horse and that horse is in a round pen. You and I would begin by starting next to the round pen and chairs on the outside of the round pen. I have a crazy big indoor arena with a lot of like playpens of toys, bears, hula hoops, all kinds of stuff behind you in those playpens. And I usually start using my deck, Whisper from a Horse's Heart, which is 52 paintings of my friend Jen Taylor. And I've written things on the back. I don't know if you've seen the deck, but that's mm-hmm. what it is. I would probably most of the time hand you that deck, ask you to think about the reasons that brought you here for this type of work. And you would select a card, read it. The deck is pretty magical. So usually the client is very moved and opened up, you know, right there. I have a series of questions that I ask that are coactive and intentional for having you take a deeper dive, a deeper look into what you're doing. And then we move into the Gestalt part. My job is to figure out if something going on in the foreground of your life, something currently in your life is bothering you, is there background to it? Is there something that happened when you were younger that's causing this big reaction that you may have now? And if so, we clean that part up. After that's done, you're in with the horse for a series of different things. So some of my horses are what I think of as congruence detectors, lie detectors, if you will. Mm-hmm. Some are balancing chakras. Some are doing pantomimes. Some are searching for boundary walls. So they all have different things. And I usually figure out at that time why that horse said she's mine, because they've already figured it out. And you begin your intentional work with them. Mm-hmm. Then when we come out, debrief the session. Most clients work with 2 different horses during 1.5-hour session, sometimes 3, sometimes 1. It's always different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, lots of it. We have all the science on our website too that talks about the different types of people that we've worked with successfully and gotten some great scientific results on it.
Yeah, I listened to, just so the audience knows, I'll link it in the show notes too, but you have a podcast as well, Touched by a Horse, right? And I was listening to an episode right. You guys were talking about some research that you had done. Are there quite a few studies and kind of investigations about what you do?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We felt like what was kind of missing in the industry was doing the deeper dive research on each method. So we did mm-hmm. our own. And our first year, 5 years ago, there were 89 participants in a blind study and incredibly beautiful results of 96%, which is almost unheard of the clients self-reporting anonymously that they felt what they felt and how they felt better and all the different things. And those 89 were with a really tough group of dual diagnosis young people whose families had been homeless on the street, and they were now in young adulthood and had no idea how to get a job, a house, you know, what do you do? So that was a powerful one. And we took that study, replicated the methodology, Dr. Manzione that did this, PhD statistician and psychologist, he replicated it, but he selected seven of my graduates who all had different specialties and were doing my method, but with their personality, right? Mm-hmm. And replicated the results again. And it was everything from, I have a graduate who works solely with dentists. She was a dentist. She has a heart for their struggles and she works only with dentists. So, you know, that kind of thing, and replicated incredible results again. So then the pandemic came, we're kind of on hold. This year in September, we're issuing another go at mm-hmm. our research to add more to it.
Very good.
Yeah.
This episode of the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast is sponsored in part by
Equiforce. Equiforce is a database that allows you to track every facet of your organization, from horse, donor, and volunteer management to scheduling, grant tracking, incident reports, and tracking participant progress too. This is not a one-size-fits-all setup. Instead, Equiforce personally works with you to learn how your facility functions and takes note of your specific terminology so that they can create a unique system to match the needs of your organization. And of course, Equiforce provides an ongoing training and support so that your database can grow with you. Visit them at www.equiforce.com. That's EQUI-FORCE.com.
This episode is also sponsored in part by
Wooden Horse Corporation and the Equisizer. The Equisizer is a handcrafted, non-motorized, mechanical horse used by equine-assisted service programs worldwide. The Equisizer requires no electricity, tools, or maintenance and can be used indoors or out for evaluations, warm-ups, stretching, mounting-dismounting practice, and volunteer training, fear, and build confidence with students, clients, and volunteers. It can easily carry the weight of two adults, offering the unique option to ride tandemly. To learn more about the Equisizer, visit equisizer.com. That's EQUICIZER.com.
So you mentioned that some of your graduates have specific specialties like that. Do you primarily see clients as adults, young adults, or do you have any graduates that have a specialty with like children in this method?
So we do. Really, every person who's certified out of ours is qualified to work with anyone, right? They're not trying to turn anybody away. However, many of them had backgrounds, deep backgrounds in other things. Mm-hmm. So I have two or three that were child protective officers, for instance, and they've come through. Their interest is in working with parents so that they can help parents get over what was done to them. So they're a kinder, wiser, more patient parent with their own kids, that type of thing. So a lot of ours take their own background and take a look at it. We've got two CPAs that work with people's issues around money and where those issues come from in the interpersonal area. And after being a CPA, they understand, you know, where somebody might sit with that, but they also have this training so they can really look at wounds that were done when they were a kid around mm-hmm. money or earlier in their life. Maybe they experienced a bankruptcy and they're still holding the shame of that or the you know, the uncomfortableness of that. Have several attorneys that have come through and they're either working with other attorneys or people that have been in, you know, the legal world for some reason. So everybody's got their thing. I have a mom of three daughters, and she said, I'm qualified to raise three teenage daughters to adulthood. They all turned out okay. I want to work with mothers and daughters, navigating mm-hmm. that difficult, you know, pathway really all the way through. Lots of sexual abuse, people that specialize in working with people that have had their boundaries crossed. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of things. And so we get a call at the office, we're placing a referral. We look at geography, which sounds like the most logical thing. Somebody calls and we say, well, we have three graduates near you. So that sounds like the no-brainer choice, but we also talk to them about how we have certain people that they would travel to, but they can do two sessions in 24 hours, be done with it, and it may be worth traveling there because that person has more expertise in that area.
That makes sense.
Kind of depends. Yeah.
Is the method set up to be sort of like a weekly, you come for a weekly session or multiple days in a row, kind of that way, or how do they usually set up?
Right. It's a little bit different, I think, from some of the others. So I'll have people who come for one session and then move on to maybe Zoom or phone coaching for three or four, come back for another equine session to see the shift that's happened. And the horse gives that great feedback of that shift. Other times, because me personally, I have people that come in to Denver International Airport and they come out to the ranch. So they'll stay on the ranch for a night or two and they'll do a session maybe the night they get there, two the next day, one the next morning and fly back out. So it's different for each one. Mm-hmm. And so some people are coming in for, you know, a more acute awareness of what happened to them. And other people come in and they say, I want to experience this. And I don't know, I think I had a pretty good childhood, you know, so they're coming in there and we figure out like, oh, you've got a carryover residual from this event here. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to kind of peel back and look and say, wow, I didn't get to say what I wanted to say. I had a client a couple weeks ago, a man who in today's world, when you're fired or laid off from a large corporation, they have security show up at your desk so that you're not taking data out of it, right? And walk you out like the walk of shame. And they had just gotten rid of the position. He and three other people, the whole position was eliminated to save the company money. Everybody understands that. But they're walked out after working there for over 20 years as if they just were going to steal stuff and be, you know, be horrible human beings. So he had a lot left over from that. He felt just devalued and shamed. I mean, a million things. And it was holding him up from getting another job. He was just in his way. So we cleared all that out. And then he was able to let go of it, go, okay, you know, that's gone. So there's all kinds of ways that we go through life and we don't realize things have really affected us as deeply as they have.
Yeah, we don't realize what we carry until you can shed light on it and then understand it and move on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So does this method lend itself well to group work or retreat work, or is it more of an intimate, you know, better in a one-on-one setting?
I love group work. That's when I think it's at its best. So for me, I love group work. I do retreats. I just finished a retreat in Montana where we rode horses in the afternoon, did gestalt work in the morning. It is revealing, you know, it is intimate work. And so you have to create a lot of closeness and confidentiality in a group. And we have all kinds of methodology for doing that. I always say the horses don't care about confidentiality. So if you want to talk about what happened here at group, you can say stories on them, but not on the humans, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think the group work is great. The students are learning. We carry 70 students at a time and they come in groups of 12 to 14 to these live events with me. And so it's a much smaller group. And they establish great confidentiality right there. And a lot of their training is group oriented. So a lot of the different methodologies that I show them is how you can do this with a group. Then they get out one-on-one and that feels less familiar to them than the group work does because all their training's been in group. So it's highly effective both ways.
Very good. Like that, I can feel that group work sometimes, even though it is intimate, can build a sense of kind of camaraderie and that group peer relationship building is important too.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about the other kind of options you've had. So we've talked a lot about your methodology and going through as a gestaltist, but you have another option as well to do similar work, correct?
Yeah, we have three tiers. So most people come into the EGC, which is Equine Gestalt Coaching Method. Once they've accomplished that, some of them, about 30 or so, come into an upper level course, like a master's course called Gestalt Coaching. And it is doing the work without horses or in other settings and incorporating a lot around families and youth and couples work and all that. So it's the advanced course. You have to do EGC to get to the advanced course. And this last year, we opened another course that is called Equine Facilitator. So they're licensed, not certified. It's 9 months long. There's 18 experiences clients go through. And it's to help somebody become an equine facilitator. So, for instance, workshops for small companies, families, you know, clubs, that kind of thing. And they're doing these one-day workshops, designing a day that utilizes four of the experiences in that day. And we assist them with everything from marketing to tool building. I mean, just the whole thing. And it's been a lot of fun to roll that out this year. We had a company come in and video all the experiences. So they're learning six at a time and they're loving it. We're getting great reviews on that. And that runs from April to December each year. And some of those people then roll into EGC so they can kind of take it either direction that they want to. So
that facilitator is less time in your kind of educational program, but you're doing, right, you're doing more of the kind of here and now work and not as much of the past deep dive kind of work. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Kind of two different ideas. So one is something, equine facilitator, definitely lighter, brighter, easier to learn. It's all online. They get a recipe book of the 18 experiences and video to show them how to do it. So it's really, I think, for people that want to make an income fairly quickly and easily. It's not intended to be teaching them the mental health stuff that they learn in EGC. Mm-hmm. And so in EGC, they're learning everything from why does it matter if you're 8 years old when something happened to you versus 10 or versus 12 or versus 15. And there's psychological reasons, of course, for all of that in developmental stages. So EGC is deep dive into the mental health side. Facilitator is much more in the experience side. So mindfulness, family work, corporate work, that type of thing.
Got it. Very good. So how, if someone wants to get involved, what's the best process or best way to figure out if this is a good fit and how to move forward?
Thank you. Our website, touchedbyahorse.com, has everything on it on the three training programs. Our staff is really super trained in how to figure out which one's the best fit, if we are a good fit for you, and if you're a good fit for us. And so you can call the office, which is fine. The number's on the web, and or send an email to office@touchedbyahorse.com. We have a handbook, a beautiful handbook that is sent and mailed to everybody that asks for it, that's on EGC. And then the easier, quicker, you know, facilitator program, we have a webinar that they get a recording of the webinar and they can see how that one works. So either way, and they can reach me through office at Touched by a Horse. The staff will figure out where I am. I'm in California right now. So they'll figure out where I am and how to get an appointment with me, you know, for doing that as well. And I do want to say, if anybody's looking for a certified practitioner of EGC, because they want to try it out first before looking at training in it, we make referrals all the time. So they would write to us at office@touchedbyahorse, tell us what they're looking for and where they live, that type of thing. And we do our best to give them both geographic and niche referrals quickly.
Very good.
Yeah.
I will say, I went kind of through that process and you guys sent me a handbook, and it was beautiful. Oh, nice. It was very informative and, it came very quickly and you guys, your office was very easy to talk with and get the information you need. So yeah, I would encourage anyone who even wants to know a little bit more about it to go through that process, because it was easy and super informative. So
thank you. Thank you so much. We can send it digitally, but there's something about getting something in the mail in today's world, and it's beautiful paper and gorgeous photos of the horses and the farm and all that. There's something about it. And I've had people that have come in the program and they said, your handbook has been sitting on my desk for like 2 years before I could come in, but they don't throw it away because it's too pretty. So they keep it.
It is. I am one of those people that I like to read, like if I read a book, like something about having it in my hand and taking notes in it. I'm one of those people. So.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of tactile and yes. Want to see it for yourself. Right. We spend so much time on screens that I think that's a nice thing too, to just sit back and take something in.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
So before we kind of wind down here a little bit, do you have anything that you want to share about what you do? Maybe someone's thinking about either seeking this type of care for themselves, or even professionals who are looking for something different to partner with horses.
Well, I will say that most of our graduates have psychotherapists as clients, not just referral sources, but as clients. Most therapists do not have the opportunity to do their own personal work. They have a lot of great education and training on how to facilitate and help somebody else, but they didn't find that confidential private space that's effective and for themselves. So I would say if they're looking for the training, great, but also it makes a really wonderful place for them to go and release some of the pain that they listen to day in and day out for others. Great for all professionals that way, whether they're EMS or in the medical field or anything like that. So we're very happy to be that sourcing place, you know, where people can get some of those things offloaded as well. For me, I do this work because I feel very much called to it by the horses. The reason the horses are involved in it for me is they showed me in no uncertain terms, or it's in my book. I've got several books, but it's in one of my books, the long story of this, but they showed me in no uncertain terms that they are here on this planet to facilitate healing. And they offer that healing to people all the time, but it isn't picked up on, you know, it isn't seen, or it isn't recognized is the right way to say it. But I've talked to countless people who have told me they've had health emergencies, or a divorce, or a crisis, or a child that's in trouble. And where do they go? Where do we all go? We go to our horse, right? Our most trusted confidants, to either cry on their shoulder, tell them all about it. You know, we share all about it with them. I think we're innately drawn to them, and they're innately drawn to us for this aspect, as well as many other things, but for this aspect of being able to do and make that shift in the emotional field of humans. So a lot of my brothers and sisters that have other programs, I feel like they're so good at helping people get a deeper intellectual understanding of what's happening in their life. And I think for ours, we're the specialist in taking the deep dive emotionally, what's happening, both important. And that's how I hold it and why I do what I do for them, for the horses, not the clients. I work for the horses. It's basically, I tell my horses that every, I gotta go to the office, I work for you.
I think lots of people listening right now would agree with that.
Right. We work for them. Let's not kid ourselves.
That's right.
For sure.
And I think there's something so beautiful and really impactful about, you can go to an office and sit, you know, with your therapist and talk about, you know, whatever you need to talk about, and you feel better, but there's something about seeing what you're saying or what you're feeling being either reflected or confirmed or whatever it is in something that's external to you and I that isn't judgmental and has nothing to say about it, but you can see it. And it's something that's so impactful, empowering that I wish everybody could experience. It's beautiful.
And people don't forget these experiences. Like you're saying, they may forget what somebody has told them or said, but they never forget that experience with that beautiful large animal and that cross species affirmation. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on today. It's been a joy and a pleasure. I learned so much, and I hope that those listening did as well. And I'll share all the resources that you've kind of shared with us today on the podcast. I'll put those in the show notes for everybody to grab a hold of. Go visit Melissa online at touchedbyahorse.com. It's a beautiful website as well. So it's a good place to go to get all the info.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we've been at it a long time. I've got a great team. And for those people who are listening and they're thinking, I don't get what Gestalt is, you know, still kind of in there. I wrote a book because that was the number one question that people asked my graduates. And it's called What in the Heck is Gestalt? So that's another one. You may want to put that on there too. It is an accessible, easy to understand, easy to read, deep, deep, deep book. And the book alone really assists people quite a bit. So What in the Heck is Gestalt? So
wonderful. That sounds like a great place to start. And also was the question I had going into this podcast. So I'm glad that you shared that with me.
Yeah, it's the common question for everybody. The short answer is it's a highly effective method is what it is, but it is complex. You know, it is complex. So, yes. All right. Thank you, Katie, for having
yes,
me on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you down the road, Melissa.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to another episode. Until the next one launches, stay connected to our community by joining the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook group. There, we share exclusive educational content, answer your questions, and review new and exciting developments for the EAS community. Don't forget, if you have suggestions for future episode topics or a lead on a great guest that you think our audience would enjoy, click on the link in the show notes or visit us at hetrauniversity.org. This podcast is presented by Hetra University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. Hetra University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the EAS community. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by visiting us online at hetra.org. Again, I can't thank you all enough for helping Hetra change lives one stride at a time.